I'm Laura Webker, and I'm here at the 95th National FFA Convention, where I am with the winner of the Fiber and or Oil Crop Production Entrepreneurship Placement National FFA Proficiency Award, Thomas Rinfus from the Winford FFA Chapter in Ohio. First off, Thomas, how does it feel to be just named the National FFA Proficiency Winner?
It's honestly amazing. I really didn't expect it from just the interviewing process and how I really got here. I mean, I've been working diligently, putting in my hours on the farm, every bit I could do, and really hoping and praying to God that I would get to this place.
And most certainly, and you're here now, so that's an exciting. Can you tell us a little bit about your SAE?
Sure. I am from a small farm in Bucyrus, Ohio, and we grow about 620 acres of soybeans where I help my father and my grandfather do everything from maintenance to machinery operation to putting in waterways and every ounce of what goes into raising a good crop of soybeans.
And now, how did you get started with this SAE? It almost seems like you were born right into the farm. Is that correct?
Yeah, I was born into the farm. I come from family farm. Like I said, my dad's the owner, and it was passed down from my grandfather, and I'm the seventh generation.
Wow, seven generations, that is quite a long time. And now looking back, what would you say is your favorite part of your SAE at the end of the day?
Honestly, it comes down to family. Being able to work alongside my family. When I'm working in the shop, I might be tooling on a, changing oil on a tractor, for example, and my dad's over at the workbench working on something else. My grandfather's in there doing some fab work. Just stepping back and looking and seeing that there are three generations all working for the same purpose here on this farm. That is just the coolest thing in my mind.
Yeah, that definitely does sound very cool, and it almost gave me goosebumps just listening to you. And now there's always challenges at the end of the day. What would you say is a challenging part that you had to face to overcome your SAE and be here today?
Honestly, it took a lot of hours and a lot of patience. You know, growing crops is not an overnight deal. You know, it takes a season to grow a good crop of soybeans. And it's not an easy feat, and honestly, it steps into faith that, you know, the crops are going to come out of the ground, and we will hopefully be able to reap a good harvest, hoping that the weather cooperates. And honestly, from a physical standpoint, the amount of labor and time it goes into raising this crop, it's really a difficult challenge personally, and then you can step back and it really challenges your faith. And really, your patience too, hoping that, okay, this crop is ready or it isn't ready. Okay, we got to wait that extra day. We will benefit in the long run from it.
You're almost talking a little bit about the life lessons that you've learned. So what would you say is the best life lesson that you've learned from your time in your SAE?
A couple things. One, family's first. You know, without my family, I would not be here today. I've had great support from my FFA advisors and my family. And then in addition to that, just great overwhelming support from FFA. And my best advice to anyone looking into FFA or involved in FFA, get involved, do what you can. And it's ultimately what's gotten me to this place.
Most certainly. Take advantage of those opportunities that FFA allows you. And now, how does this SAE relate to your future? Are you going to continue to be a farmer, or how does that work in the picture?
My goal is to be a farmer at the end of the day, but the reality is 620 acres of soybeans is not enough to support my father and myself full-time, and my grandfather being retired. And so I am making the decision to go to school at Ohio State for agronomy, and where I will be basically trying to set myself up in a seed dealership or a precision dealership role, and then be able to one day, you know, run the farm if the opportunity arises.
Still definitely staying very close to those agricultural roots. And you thanked a lot of people, but is there anyone else that you would like to thank for helping to get you to this spot today?
Really, like I said, my family's been a great supporter, my FFA advisors, and really my friends. Everybody's been very supportive of my FFA, and even the local farmers around me that know that, hey, I'm in FFA, I'm spending that time, I'm putting in the work, not just to work for money, but to work for a purpose beyond the family, beyond the farm, but to go that extra step into FFA and really dive into my experience.
Once again, I'm talking with Thomas Rinfuss, the National FFA winner in the Fiber and or Oil Crop Production Entrepreneurship Placement Proficiency Award area from the Winford FFA chapter in Ohio. For National FFA, I'm Laura Webker.